7:34, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. I'm going to give some NASCAR tickets out. Actually, a pair of NASCAR Sprint Cup tickets for RIR next Saturday. I'll do that before the top of the hour. I asked before the break, we were talking about the sale of Devil's Backbone. Talking beer here on the show.
Beer!
I am one who congratulates them. I am not one who believes they sold out to the man. Made some money. They're in the business. They're in the beer business. And no, they're not going to change it. There's a reason that it is popular. They're not going to touch it. They're just going to expand it. And that's going to make a lot of people happy to get more of our fine product of Virginia. But in conversations I had last night, in the conversation about Devil's Backbone going national, I asked the question, and I put this out on Twitter as well, when you go out of state, what do you find Virginia is known for? Like when people start traveling, oh, you're from Virginia. Oh, and then they bring up this. Is it craft beer? Is it college basketball? I've mentioned now the growing popularity of the Flying Squirrels. I get asked about not so much the actual team, but more the merchandise and the mascot. Let me bring on a fine product of Virginia here. Not a transplant, but now a fine asset of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He is the voice of the Hokies, John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. You travel a lot. You go to different states for games. Your family's in Minnesota and Chicago. When you go outside of Virginia, what do you get asked about when it comes to the Commonwealth?
Why do I get pulled over so frequently when I drive through the state of Virginia? Because honestly, that's what I thought before I moved to Virginia. When I used to live in North and South Carolina, every time I'd go through here, I would get a speeding ticket. No, Virginia's for lovers. Wes, I think you know that as a local treasure. I don't know, because it's such a state that's identifiable by different regions. You know, Northern Virginia and, let's say, Southwest Virginia, where I currently live, are such radically different places that that's somewhat of a tough question to answer.
Yeah, I get a lot of that. Well, how close are you to D.C.? It almost feels like a different state away. Here's a couple of them so far. Our buddy Sean Kennedy writes in Colonial Things. All right. Got one from Colonial Stuff. Another Tech W tweets in guns. Okay.
Nah, I don't know about that.
We're getting a lot for the lovers. Yes, a lot of people want to know, are we loving a lot here in Virginia? Okay.
I mean, you can split it down. Richmond is known for craft beer at this point, but more than that, cultured scene, things like that.
We can have a lot of fun with this question. It's up and available on Twitter, at Wes, Fox Sports 910. When you go out of state, what do you find Virginia is known for? Send it over. Your recommendations, your conversations, and we'll read those coming up. John Lazor is joining us as he does, and we'll get to a little lightning round with a myriad of questions. But I know a lot of Hokie fans, not a shock. They kind of expected this. Maybe they hope to expect this. But yesterday, Justin Fuente gave us a little nugget about Tech's potential starting quarterback. You there, Lays?
Yeah, I thought you were going to play a soundbite there or something. Yeah, he did. He's basically said this throughout camp, and that's the fact that the team is somewhat of a mirror right now of the quarterback competition, and I think he thinks that's just a natural flow. But the more experienced guys, and in this case the quarterback competition, Gerard Evans and Brendan Motley are a little bit ahead of where the other three guys are, and that's not surprising. I think a lot of people here are expecting big things from Dwayne Lawson and are expecting that he'll get more heavily involved in that quarterback competition, and I'm not sure what a reality that is through spring as he tries to absorb a new system after just trying to learn Scott Leffler's very complicated system along with campus last year. So I don't think it's any shock that he would note that Gerard Evans and Brendan Motley are ahead of the field right now, but that's definitely where the competition is as you go into the final 2 weeks of spring.
We've seen Motley. A lot of people have not seen Evans. We've read about him, and we know the quarterbacks are off limits, but give me a description of him. What does he look like? What's his game? What's his style? What's his build? I mean, give me your Mel Kiper Jr.-esque description of Gerard Evans.
Well, I think physically he looks like somewhat of a small Dante Culpepper in the fact that he's a mobile guy and he's got a big arm, but he's not as tall as some of those prototypical type big revolutionary style quarterbacks that we saw 10 to 15 years ago taking over in the NFL. He's a guy that's a little bit quicker than I think you would imagine based upon his frame. He is comfortable throwing from the pocket. You can see that. And it's been difficult to gauge in terms of style of play what he's most comfortable with, just looking at some of his community college film, but also what they're doing now, because they're doing so many fundamental drills right now that you can't tell, is this going to be a staple of the offense, or is this just something we're working on to get the fundamentals of the option pitch down? But he looks like a guy that isn't necessarily phenomenal at all of those things, but he's definitely capable of all of those things. So I think diversified would be the best way to approach his game at this point. And physically, like I said, he's bigger than I thought he was. He's brawnier than he thought he was, particularly in the upper body, but he's not as tall maybe as you might imagine that he was.
It was interesting to read. Mike Barber had a piece the other day, and I think it was Isaiah Ford who said that the way that they run in practice, the frequency, how fast-paced it is, he said that sometimes he's running a route, he's coming out, and they're not huddling, but he's coming out and running a route, and he doesn't even know who the quarterback is who's throwing him the ball sometimes.
Yeah, and I could see that because they were rotating all five of those guys, and Click being the walk-on and the fifth member of that group, pretty regularly, and it wasn't necessarily you're in there for four or five throws like you'll see with a lot of systems. It was you're in there for one, and then the line just rotates, and you're coming back in. So I can imagine as a receiver or a running back who was catching passes in that drill or in those drills would get confused by that at times.
The other thing coming out of this story, John Lazor with us, Voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff and there for you in any case. Sam Rogers getting some run at tailback. Not surprising because of how much he touched the ball and his athletic ability, but also you just don't see a lot of the fullback position. So as we're learning more and more about the offense, I don't know how much the fullback position plays in, but with a talent like Sam Rogers, how could you not want to get the ball him more and more?
Yeah, exactly. I think when you're talking about fullback versus tailback, you're just getting into semantics, and maybe that's different in terms of system to system. But the bottom line is Sam Rogers is going to be a focal point of your offense. And from what I've seen, he's moved over the field quite a bit, or all over the field quite a bit. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them take full advantage of Sam Rogers' ability to catch the ball and just be a smart football player in space. So they're going to try to get him the ball in space. And I think it's been interesting to watch the incorporation of some of the other backs during this spring camp. Deshaun McLeese, who suffered a season-ending injury in fall camp last year and redshirted the year, he's been involved heavily, and it's been interesting to note some of the formations. Again, you don't know how much of this is fundamental drilling or how much is actually a part of the playbook, but there's been situations where McLeese and McMillan are on the field at the same time. There's certainly been situations where McLeese, McMillan, and Rogers have all been in the backfield at the same time. There's been a lot of situations where, like the Patriots used to do, they're moving a tight end into the backfield, and that tight end might actually get a handoff. So it's going to be everything at you, I think, once they fully get this offense installed, which is obviously their hope through the summer. But make no mistake, Sam Rogers will be a big part of whatever it is that they're doing.
I got into reading this last year about Stanford, and then I saw Andrea Adelson had a piece about you guys over there that you got the virtual reality quarterback simulator. I'm dying to know if you were able to try that thing out.
I haven't, but I did hang out with Andrea Adelson the entire day she was here, so look for more stories from her on ESPN about the Hokies. She hung out here for a solid 2 days during spring camp, so I'm sure she's got some great stuff. I have my own virtual reality simulator, but it's not often set to football.
Masters, U.S. Open, I imagine, PGA Championship, somewhere in the British Open.
Yes, Wes, because I think about sports all day long,
yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. That is fun, though. You got to check that out. I've seen the videos of it. I would just love to see like what it is when you put the goggles on to see, because they give you like a 360 view. And I forget if it was CBS Sports or ESPN who did a piece on it last year with Stanford. But that is absolutely amazing what they are capable of doing with the virtual reality simulator.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to see the guys that are filming for that simulator as well and how close they actually have to get to being clobbered themselves on the field to make it as realistic as it needs to be, because obviously if you're gathering film and you're about to take a hit from either side and you're the quarterback, you've got to be right up in there. So those guys are talented to chronicle that without getting themselves taken out.
Speaking of being clobbered, I'm preparing myself for one as there's a lightning round coming up in 4 minutes. John Lazor on a bunch of topics. He's got five questions. I got five questions. We have no clue what's about to come, so don't go anywhere. John Lazor brought to you by Cowan Gates, the voice of the Hokies. Sticking around here on Fox Sports 910.